Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Welcome for the fourth time on the podcast, DJ Cam Girl. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
It's been 2 years.
That's the last time I was here?
Yeah.
I saw you like a year ago at Urban Outfitters and I said, hey, when do you want me on the podcast next? Silencio.
No, don't yes. Don't misconstrue, dude. Silencio. No, that's not how
I was
it went.
I was like, wait.
I hit you up, and then you were in the midst of moving.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm not gonna, because I respect your privacy.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, okay. And then that's when you're like, hey, I could probably like hop on more, like do your podcast more because of you moving or something like that.
I vaguely remember, but no, I said I want to come on, and then like Stevie kind of gave me the like Hollywood shoulder.
No,
I was like,
dude, why do you, dude, you're not starting off in a very
I was like,
truthful way.
I was like, Steve, no. Like, does he not fuck with me anymore? No, it's because, okay, or it's because I was like, oh, I just saw your brother at the fucking Korean Chinese restaurant, and he was flirting with me, I think. And then
Wait,
am I allowed to say this or no?
I mean, that was probably, you know, that's probably like, yeah, it's good that.
No.
Because it sparks controversy.
No. And then, yeah, we need views and controversies.
Yeah.
No, so then I told you that when I saw you, and then I was like, oh, should I not have said that? I don't think he fucks with me anymore.
Do you think he's, Chal Sengyoso? That means, is he handsome? My brother. He's pretty handsome, isn't he?
Really hot.
No. No, but like handsome, like, right?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that just to be agreeable?
No.
Or do you mean that?
I mean that.
Do other Korean women look at my brother as a Korean sex symbol?
I have not actually discussed this with any other Korean woman, so I wouldn't know. I don't know.
If you were to take a guess, go ahead.
Yeah.
Right?
It's funny because he flirts like a boomer.
Wait, expand on that.
Sorry if you're...
You know
that's sorry. It's like when boys, when you're younger, like are kind of like mean to you a little bit. He like does like a little bit... Not, he's not mean, but he'll be like, you speak Korean?
Or you like, know when you... When you're doing that, that's what he really does.
Okay, so he's not flirting with you. He's just being friendly.
No, but I think that's his way of flirting is he'll like, you know, I think you're kind of right. He'll kind of like nudge at you and be like, hey.
Yeah.
But go.
It was funny.
Well, continue.
Fuck, I wish I could remember.
What was his opening line?
His opening line, like, so what do? You speak Korean? Or something like that.
And then what'd you say back to him?
I said, Na hanggung mal hae, or something like that.
So she just said, I speak Korean. Mm-hmm. Let me redo the thing.
Okay.
안녕하세요. 나는 광우야. 이거 나는 한국말 조금 해.
나는 Kimberly예요. 나는 한국말 훨씬 더 잘해요.
She just said...
I just dunked on you.
She just slam dunked him and she said, I'm Korean too and I speak way better Korean than he does. Okay. 나는 똥마려 나는 똥마려 아 배불러 나는 똥마려. Tell him what I said.
He said that he is gay and he likes to take big. Okay, sorry. He said he has to poop and he's very full.
Or you say another. You say a bad Korean.
A bad.
Yeah.
Jonna. I'm not good at bad.
Say something about boogers.
Boogers. Now, Steven, 콕딱지 힙이고 먹어.
Okay, so she just said that Steve eats his boogers.
Yep.
All right. Korean 101. All right, you're coming in hot, and I was telling you that, first of all, we haven't had a female guest on here for Chelsea. Can you help me out here? It's been...
Why?
I don't know.
You know hella women.
I know, but the thing is, I have a girlfriend, and mm-hmm. there was a window where I was getting adult...
Stars?
People in the industry.
This is a job.
And I know, but yeah. I wanted to show respect, but you were saying that's why my my numbers are going down.
Yes.
And if I interrupt you, please go like this today. If I interrupt you, because every week there's a comment. If you would let your guest speak, bro, let them finish their sentence. So just go like that. Cut me off. But continue.
I have a tendency of cutting people off as well. So if I cut you off, do this back at me.
Okay. But
the whole podcast.
So you're saying you agree with that these viewers, it's good to have a mix of females, like prior.
No, people don't just want to see a bunch of men speak all the time. Like, you need to mix it up. You have female viewers too, don't you? Yeah.
I think so.
What's your YouTube analytics?
Not good. It's been going real.
No, I mean demographic wise.
Demographic wise, I think 7% female.
Oh. Hey, I mean, men want to hear hot girls talk. How did the... Not allowed to say porn star? Adult star?
I don't know. Will that mess with the algorithm? I guess adult...
Who cares?
Actress, whatever.
Adult star.
I think I've heard other people say corn star.
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
If we have to bleep it out, my bad.
We're not talking about anything inappropriate, but...
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention... the names of a certain guest, but uh-huh. one or two of them got flagged because we got too raunchy as far as the content or like the of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But since the majority of my viewers are 25 to 35 year old, men,
uh-huh.
that they
enjoyed,
they'll tune in for. The female guest. I'm guessing.
What I think your issue is, and I told you off camera, stop posting the thumbnails. We need a. It's all about reels, content, short video. So any viral quote unquote moments from not viral, any interesting moments, funny moments from your podcast, you have to post those clips. All I see is the fucking thumbnail. I don't know what the fucking thing is about.
Keep going. I mean,
you know hella fucking podcasters. Your brother is a fucking podcaster. Look at their pages. What are they doing? They're posting like the clips of the podcast.
He has an entire team behind him and managers and editors and executive editors. And I have, it's me and Chelsea here.
I get that, but I mean like.
Chelsea, can you help me out with reels?
There you go. It was as simple as that. There you go. Problem solved. Tried posting those reels and see how it goes. Also, like, I mean, the podcast space is in a hard times right now anyways, right?
You tell me.
Yeah, podcasts, like, the podcast boom is kind of not, it's all about, you already know the fucking formula, streaming. It's all about streaming. You got this, Steve. You've been doing this for a while.
I know, but the thing is, I agree with you. I think maybe 5 years ago, it was, you know, I saw my numbers at least at a certain amount. But then lately, it's going down like the Titanic.
And like, I don't know, I mean, like, this cheat code, but you gotta get famous people. You know hella famous people?
No.
You're famous.
I don't have that kind of reach, like, because you mentioned my brother, right?
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of reach. I don't have a management. He's with CAA. He's with the biggest management company in whatever the world.
Yeah.
I don't have that representation. I'm sure I want to get to your DJing. I want to get to
No, we're having a conversation.
But I'm sure you have management, right, behind you to book your gigs. What? You're doing it on your own?
Yeah. You can do it, dude.
Yo, that's respect. You don't have a music manager?
No.
What? How are you booking festivals and shit?
They reach out. Okay, so I did have a manager and I did have an agent, but I stopped working with them. So now I'm back to doing one-woman team.
Tell me the reasons why. Are you allowed to discuss that? Because I'm sure people could learn from the music, because you're in the music business. Especially the fucking... Yeah.
Too personal.
Sorry, I just spit out licorice. Can you talk about it like in a broader...
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to get mentioned. Go ahead.
So I feel like if you're an artist and you're starting out, and I think you should try to do everything on your own, build up your social media, keep dropping music, and you only really need a manager if you get to a point where you can't do all your admin. Are you fucking putting a Zin in your goddamn mouth?
No, this is... I don't fuck with Zin. I fuck with the real shit. But continue. I didn't... See, you're doing well. I didn't want to intervene. Go ahead. Keep going with that.
Yeah, I think that you should get a manager when you are so busy that you can't do your own admin, which is like answering emails and blah, 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 blah. Or like if they're like a... They can get you like a bunch of opportunities that you can't get yourself. I think having an agent is more important.
Do you have an agent?
Not right now.
But did you have an agent in the past?
I did have an agent.
Did that help you?
Yeah, because it's tangible money. You know what I mean? Agent gets you shows. Shows equals money.
Can you open your peach tea? Because I gave you guys that. Can you just... Cheers.
Should we cheers?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, Chelsea.
Cheers. Yeah.
Wait. So you don't necessarily...
I'm just kidding. You did that, I think.
So you don't necessarily need an agent or a manager only like... For the admin part of it, like as far as when it gets too gnarly, as far as...
I think getting an agent is important because, like I said, it's tangible money. They get you shows. Shows equals money. Whereas managers is not their main... Like, they don't get you tangible money like an agent would, if you get what I mean.
And I noticed, too, do you do your own merch, too?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of merch, don't you have a new... shirt that's fucking right off the fucking racks and shit?
Yes. I wish...
Yo! That shit! You did all that by yourself?
Yeah.
How'd you... Like, where do you go to do all that shit?
Well, like, I've been doing merch since I fucking met you in the beginning, like 7 years ago, but I don't know, I just get a design together, find a designer to design a shirt, then I have, like, printers and shit. It's not... Bro, you
gotta
could,
help
you
me with
merch.
That shit. You gotta help you me with that merch. Shit. No, I'm just saying, I wanna press up one shirt, and I need your help. I don't know where to go. I was gonna go to downtown LA, but I wouldn't even know where to go down there.
I got you.
So, I got can you maybe talk about the process of how you learn how to do all that shit as far as getting the best deals on wholesale shirt, like shirts and stuff?
So, I mean, number one, get your design together. What you want to do? Do you want? Oh God, this is gonna get really complicated. Do you want to do a simple design where it's just like a writing on a shirt that's like screen printed? Do you want to do a picture that could be DTG? That's direct to garment. So get your design together, and then you're gonna have to pick your blank. So the whatever T-shirt blank it is. My recommendation is LA Apparel, because everything else, they fit weird. You want your shirt to fit right.
Soft. They have soft shirts.
You know what
shirts.
I mean?
Yeah,
you want to fit right. I don't like when something is like too skinny and like long. Like that's not the style. So LA Apparel's good. It's just expensive.
How much more expensive?
It's like $7.50 per shirt. So
damn.
I know. So
what's the markup looking like?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, look, tell me off camera.
I'll tell you off camera.
I noticed I saw your Instagram earlier too, and then you had a funny thing on your story where you're like, this is what happens when the promoter forgets to pay you. Can you talk about a little bit about that story? And I see you fucking have a whole turntable in your hand and like,
do you think that really happened? Did it look real?
Yeah.
Thank you. That was the point. So I just came back from my house. My friend Rockstar Bebo, shout out to Rockstar Bebo. He's amazing at content. So we were just filming little videos, and that was one of his ideas.
Does he live around here?
He lives in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
But
he's
visiting.
DJ?
He's a DJ.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, we were just filming like DJ reels content. But yeah, that was not. We didn't steal a CDJ.
Oh.
It's mine.
Oh, I thought.
It was just a video.
Oh, I thought.
See, but that's good.
Yeah, yeah. You had me fooled. I thought that like a promote. In my mind, I was like, look, I was half playing a video game, but I looked. I'm like,
yeah.
Damn, she fucking
it
came
worked.
Up. She came up on a turntable because this fool didn't pay her. Damn.
It's a good trade-off. They're like a couple $1,000.
Have you ever done Coachella? I have some questions about Coachella as well, because I know it just happened.
Yeah.
How much isn't it hella expensive?
To go to Coachella?
Yeah, to go.
I'll be honest, I haven't gone to Coachella in years. But yeah, it's just getting more and more expensive. That's just crazy.
And then is it worth it? Like, because I heard...
What's
like,
worth it?
Well, I'm just saying, I heard a bottle of water is like 20 bones.
And
this is
I think it's you've never been to Coachella?
No.
Bro, what? You lived in LA for so long.
Well, I'm a little older. I'm a video game.
I ever play Coachella, you're on my list.
Dude, you'd really hook that up, dude?
Of course.
You'd hook that shit up?
Steve, I've known you for
a really long time.
Oh,
I know, but you would, dude, that'd be sick.
I only say what I mean and mean what I say.
Thank you. So,
I need you to experience that. It's fun.
What do you think about Charlie XCX? Why are you laughing?
You sound like such a boomer.
What?
No, she's the fucking goat.
Dude.
She's goated.
Dude. She's that,
Which song?
I like Sympathy is a Nut.
That
boom,
sounds good.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
That whole Green album is the shit to me. I don't really know much about it, but, like,
yeah.
I saw her performance. I'm like, damn,
because
she had Billie Eilish. And then have you heard of Lord?
Yes, I've heard of Lord. Do you know the Billie Eilish song? Do you want to guess the color of my underwear?
Yeah, guess the color of my underwear.
Yeah, you should sing that to your girlfriend.
So what makes them so goated? Like people like Lord and Charlie, like what made Charlie rise to the top? Isn't she from England?
Yeah.
So what's up with her?
She's been around forever. Like the first time she, was super popped off into the mainstream was the Icona pop song. Like, I don't care. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's her song. I don't care.
She's on the hook.
I love it.
So she's just like the goat because she can do like mainstream pop stuff, but fuck, she's just like an innovator
yeah.
in this hyper pop bit sound and bringing that into like the extreme mainstream.
What genre does she do?
Hyper pop, I guess. Hyper pop.
Hyper pop. Yeah, that's a genre.
Bro,
do you know who George is?
Her husband
yeah.
guy. Yeah,
George.
He's okay. In 1975, right?
I think so.
I've never listened to one song from that band.
I saw her do a performance, and she was live streaming it, and then I saw her, like, go
what?
Under the table. No.
Oh, they're doing Coke. Oh, sorry. Coca-Cola.
Yeah. So I'm glad you said that. So is that, like, that's very common in that world. Like, cause she did it and she kept like doing her thing. I'm like, damn, like, I don't know if people saw that. She just did a bump. Yeah,
I wouldn't say it's common in that world, but more so like her world building for this album was like party girl, like rave. So that was like the vibes of this album. Was she doing a bump? Maybe. I don't know.
No, she definitely did. She went, I saw that motion. I'm like, oh, dude. And I kept rewinding it. I'm like,
because even when she did her tour in the UK, her tour flyer was like a baggy.
Damn. Yeah. So do you think she creates doing that? Like, she probably has, like, the top grade stuff. I mean, I'm just saying. Do they do anything other than that? Like, in
poppers?
That world? Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, like,
do you know
artists.
What poppers are?
No.
In the gay world. Gay scene. You, like, sniff this thing. I don't get it. I've done it before. I'm
careful of your wording there, but continue.
It's in the LGBTQ scene.
Okay, go ahead.
No, tell me. I'll tell you why. What? I'll tell you why it's gay men do it. Because it makes your...
Say it in Hangukmal.
Tighter.
So it makes it...
Looser, my bad.
So the namja, donkomok, looser.
Looser for...
For... okay.
For entrance.
Okay, so, but what is... Can you describe what a pop... Like, what is that?
I don't exactly understand what it is. It's like, I don't know. My friends had it in, like, this little vial, and you, like, sniff it.
And so...
Like, it's supposed to get you, like...
You know what I thought it was? Thought it was like a balloon that you put in the toko.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Because
isn't that what it sounds like, a popper?
I guess. That's crazy. And then that's how it like loosens it. That's crazy.
Do you do, have you been to the motherland?
Of course.
So just, how are they, are they receptive to this type of music? Like.
Yeah, I think it's like a, it's very niche, but it's like a growing out there. It's a niche. It's very niche out there.
So how do you decide where you're, like, what shows to do, what like cities to hit, like, how did you like navigate all that?
Wherever they'll have me.
Oh, so what's the most common thing? Is it like festivals or?
More like club gigs kind of, or like parties.
Yeah,
like parties at clubs or stuff like that.
I'm sorry for you don't have to talk about the drug questions.
Yeah,
I just because Charlie, I
buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I want to talk about Charlie because I just know she's like killing it right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are there people that, is there animosity or jealousy? Like people that want to be Charlie and they try to like F them up or like bump the turntable, like, yo, she's not the goat. I'm, you know, like, is there like kind of like people like that in that world?
She's not a DJ. The thing you saw her at was a Boiler Room set, but she's normally just performing. But
she was.
Yeah, because it was like...
She was spinning and she was like...
Yeah.
She's doing this and like, go, go. You know, like, yeah.
Because that's like the essence of Boiler Room is like a DJ.
Oh,
thingy.
It's a DJ. Okay,
yeah,
so...
But she's not a DJ.
So she's a mm-hmm. songwriter.
Yeah.
Who does her beats? Or who makes her music?
The GOAT, A.G. Cook.
Yo, shout out to AG Cook.
Shout out to AG Cook.
Yo, them beats are
amazing.
Dude,
yeah. Like, why are you bumping me? It's not my beats.
I know, but I'm just saying that just because you're in that world. Like
I am. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, so, dude, she has like one producer?
I think that's her main guy, but like she works with other people too, like the Dare and whoever, her boyfriend, her husband, fiance. Yeah.
Okay. How much money do you think she makes?
Bro, she's definitely...
How much money did she make doing that Coachella show?
I don't know. Because the thing with Coachella, though, is, like, you can get paid... I remember I was looking at... it was on my timeline. Like, Lisa got paid, like, $30 million or $7 million, one of those millions. But the thing is, like, Coachella only gives you a flat fee for your show performance, and then you have to pay for everything else. Dancers, your... So a lot of people, like Cardi B and shit, when they perform at Coachella, they end up going negative because they pay more for their performance. The lights, the CO2, the blah, 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 blah.
They have to do that, provide all that.
You have to pay for it yourself.
Did you say $30 million?
Something like that.
So Charlie's making millions off this?
Bro, she's, like, huge.
She's, like, the bit... What she's on the top.
She's one of the top now, I think, in my opinion.
Are you into... What other kinds of music are you into other than what you play?
Rap music.
But besides rap, are you into other...
K-pop? I play all those things.
So, since you brought it up, like, what is your playlist like when you DJ? Do your show?
Yeah.
How do you choose your shit and how to rock the thing?
It depends on the... crowd and depends on what I'm getting booked for, but if it was like my set and what I want to play fully, I usually start out with like some semi chill ish stuff. No, I don't want to do that. Like I play a mix of things like Bali funk to hyperpop to hardstyle techno. I try to like hit everything, which really? Might be a little bit chaotic, but I'm chaotic.
Have you done a show with Steve Aoki?
No, but I should.
Is that a good idea, maybe?
Actually, no, I have.
You have?
I did last year. I did a festival, and he was a headliner. But I left before because it was fucking hot. It was in Fresno. It was 105 degrees.
What were you doing in Fresno?
Playing a festival.
In Fresno?
I know. That's Steve Aoki was a headliner.
So have you met him?
No, I left before he got there because it was too hot.
Is he up there, too, as far as like one of the better-known DJs?
Yeah. He's definitely a huge DJ.
I saw his documentary, by the way. It was pretty interesting.
Really? Where?
It was on Netflix, right? Yeah, yeah. He has a documentary.
I know he lives a crazy life. Like he tours like 300 days out of the year.
How do you do that?
Bro, private jet?
Jeez, that guy must be.
Yeah, he's raking.
But you know his dad founded Benihana.
Do you know even more iconic?
Restaurant.
More iconic. His sister is Devin Aoki.
That actress chick with the fish eyes?
The one from Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, with the fish eyes.
Is that how we describe
her? I know.
She's so hot. She's iconic. I guess she has fish eyes.
Oh, do I have to edit that out?
Don't
I said
edit
it twice.
No, we're not editing.
Because you guys are all disagreeing with me.
I just think I was like.
I mean, I'm not saying she's attractive, but she is kind of. She kind of has bugged out eyes, right? A little bit? Yeah.
It's a look. Fine. She's iconic.
Is she full Japanese? Like
She's half.
She looks half.
I think she's half
Steve
white.
Steve looks full.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Are you full? I'm just kidding.
Come on, dude. Come on. So.
Yeah.
When I did the band with David Cho, the Monchi, the last show we did was in New York. Guess for what? New York Fashion Week.
Oh.
For Dimmock.
Oh.
Clothing. And it was the most awkward show because no one paid attention.
They probably wanted EDM.
No, yeah, they were they were ignoring us like we weren't even there.
That fashion people be like that.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a fashion type show?
Yeah, they're just like, they're cool. But I like more like, woo, woo, woo.
Would you ever do a cruise tour? Like a cruise ship?
Oh my God, I would love to. Well, like as a cruise ship DJ? I mean,
yeah, as a cruise ship DJ.
I mean, maybe if I was like really old or something, maybe. But no. No.
Can I do a hypothetical?
Okay.
This is fun for me.
Okay.
I haven't done this in a while.
Okay.
What's the biggest cruise company out there?
Carnival?
Carnival.
Okay. I love Carnival.
They said, Cam Girl, we want you to be the premier DJ. You're going to have to be out at sea for months.
Yeah.
But we'll take care of you. You get the VIP.
Yeah.
The deluxe room. Everything's comped. We're going to pay you, I don't know, $1 million.
Hell yeah, I'm doing it. What the hell?
But this is what happens. On the first night, you see like a 73-year-old white guy with a bald head who's in the front row just staring at you. And then on the third night, he's still there and he's in the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the fifth night, you go back to your room and there's a letter on your door.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Big admirer, I'm the bald guy, Roy."
You acted like you're going to ask me a hard hypothetical. First of all, this is a terrible hypothetical because first of all, how would he know where my room is?
Because this is it. Oh, wait, hold up. That was a good question. He's actually a professional stalker.
Oh, God.
And he's known to go on these cruise ships.
Oh, God.
So after every gig, when you're like packing up your gear,
you don't
know it, but he's in the bar area and his back, the reason why you didn't take notice to him, because his back
he
was.
He has spyglasses.
Okay.
I'll like, you know, that. When you're looking this way, but it's a mirror, you can see that way.
So you just see his hairy Chewbacca back with the hair coming out of, but then he's looking through these spy glasses where it looks reverse. So that's why, and then he's so nonchalant about it and very ninja like, where you don't take notice to it, but he slowly gathers, he learns your sleeping schedule on
that's
the ship, cruise ship. He learns what time you eat at the whatever, when you go to the
cafeteria
buffet
thing,
the cafeteria, he knows whenever during the daytime before the gig, like when you go up to the pool area, and he knows when you go to the gym. Like, this is all on the cruise ship. What do you do?
I'm still doing it because look, the cruise ship, first of all, they have like police officers. They have a jail on cruise ships.
They do?
Yeah. And so like, let's think about it. If it's way more safe being there around with so many different people than like living alone in Hollywood with a guy that's gonna follow you back to your hotel.
Yeah.
You know, I would do it. Fuck it.
So okay, when would you report him to the officers on the ship?
As soon as I got that note, because I'd be like, what the fuck? How does he know where my room is?
So that would be crossing the line.
You don't think so?
I'm just, this is a Stevie hypothetical. This is a hypothetical.
You don't want me to report him when he's laying in my bed or something?
No, I open
the door, he's just in the bed.
Let me add another layer.
Oh, God.
So, on the sixth night, you report it, but then you go out to eat dinner, and when you go back to your room, you see he has like a screwdriver, and he's like
that's
messing
OD.
With your door, like and but then he's dressed up like a Caribbean cruise, like he's got the maintenance uniform on.
Okay, that's a violation. That's a no go. No fly zone.
Okay, so would you? That's when he's
no, he's getting reported from the note. Come on. Like, I guess extra caveat is he a serial killer? Then like. Yes, I guess I would not do the cruise ship.
He totally looks like a serial killer.
Everything that you're saying is leading up to
those things.
To that, him being a serial killer person.
Okay, what if this is his approach? What if let's rewind.
Okay.
Let's say instead of a note.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
He has a demo.
What demo? of music? He's like, can you play my mixtape?
Yeah, the whole thing is you gauged him wrong. He's actually an enthusiast, uh-huh. and he's been trying to DJ for 70 plus years, and he's all he wants for you to do is play his song in your next on your next show.
I would do it if the show is on the cruise ship. If it's on land, I would not do it.
Just on the cruise ship?
Yeah. Who cares? There's like people that are 70 years old on the cruise ship.
Okay, cool. You got a hypothetical for me? Was it Chemisol?
Okay, hypothetical. Chemisol? Yeah, hypothetical. Fuck, you just put me on the spot.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it was fun.
Hypothetical. Okay, would you do a show at New York Fashion Week with your band? Is that still a band together? No.
Yeah.
Okay, the band?
No, they replaced me.
Okay.
They replaced me with a female singer, yeah.
So, oh, that's kind of fucked up.
So, well, it's okay. There's a lot I have to edit out this fucking podcast.
Sorry.
Yeah, I got replaced. I'm not going to say the name. Yeah, it's fine. But do you have another scenario, another hypothetical?
I was going to go back to that.
Hey, timestamp that. I might keep it in. I don't know. Who knows? So, okay, so.
Okay.
Since I'm going to edit this out, I'll tell you.
Okay.
When Eddie was a part, so they replaced me with a female singer,
uh-huh.
and Eddie passed away, and they did like two shows, and then I'll leave it at that. Yeah. But keep on with your hypothetical, since you brought it up.
You brought it up.
Oh, no. But you brought up the second hypothetical.
Okay, hypothetical is, would you be down to get booked for a solo performance show at Paris Fashion Week, and your mom and every single person you know in your family is going to be in the audience, but the caveat is that you have to perform naked, and they're going to pay you $1 million?
Now, when you say naked,
everything.
Like, I can't be wearing, like...
Dick out. But you can go like this.
Can I tuck like Silence of the Lambs, Kill Bill? Can I Kill Bill it?
I don't know what that reference is, but I'm...
Oh, no, Buffalo Bill. Can I Buffalo Bill it?
Sure.
You seen Silence of the Lambs where he tucks the...
No, but I know about tucking.
He tucks his gochu.
The gochu? He tucked the gochu?
He tucks the gochu to his legs. Yeah.
Yeah, you could tuck it. But at the end of the performance, you have to go like, woo!
God, that's such a...
See
that? I'm just saying, see? But I, you know...
The hypothetical was better than yours.
It's not even unbelievable. Mine is at least somewhat believable. No?
No.
Because there's no way in hell...
Hey.
It is believable for a guy to go on a cruise ship and, like, kind of...
Okay.
Yeah. But Think of a different one without...
Oh, I thought that's the point of hypotheticals, though.
But do one that's a little bit more believable. Okay, not only that, because you're not even allowed. That would be against all kinds of codes as far as performance laws, as far, you know...
Okay, you're being booked to play on a nudist beach.
You're going to keep with the... You don't want to let this go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your fear? Do you like roller coasters?
Oh, you're trying to get to, you know what? I would do it naked.
Okay.
But I would ask for $5 million.
Okay. That's a caveat.
And can
he has standards.
And can I, so I.
Yeah. Fuck. You just swing it out at the end. Why are you acting it out?
Because you put it into my head. That's crazy. Do you have another one other than like a naked, like where no pargue boso?
Mm-hmm. No naked. Okay, would you rather do, like, how many things are in this thing? Like 20?
No, there's this, what do you mean?
I don't know what that is, like Zins or whatever. Ew, what the fuck is that?
It's tobacco.
That looks like tar.
It's tobacco. Yeah, this is what people, you know.
What do you do with it? Do you eat it? Oh! It's not good for your... Okay, anyways, I'm not going to lecture you.
No, go ahead. I want you to lecture me, so...
I lectured you last time.
Yeah, no. About that?
Yes. 2 years ago, you were doing this, too, and I lectured you.
God. And look, I'm still doing...
You're
you
still
know
doing
what?
It, and you're still not doing reels. You're not doing...
Okay, I'm going to get with the reels.
I believe in you. You're the GOAT.
Oh, dude, that's... You're the GOAT. That's really nice of you.
Shout out to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can we... So it's 45 minutes is up.
He's like, "Are we fucking done yet?"
No, we're done. You want to go an hour though? You said.
Whatever, I'm just flowing.
Let's talk about
I'm vibing.
The best way that people could support Cam Girl right now.
I like that question. Also, are we at 45 minutes already? How'd that happen so fast?
Because of my hypotheticals chewed up 20 minutes.
Okay, best way to support me, guys, is please stream my music. Stream my music on Spotify. Link in my bio. Just go on Spotify, type in Cam Girl. I'm on there. That's like the best free way to support me. I guess another way, come out to a show if I'm in your city. Follow me on Instagram. Like my shit. I don't know. That's free. And fucking watch Stevie's podcast, bro. That'd be that's an extension of supporting me because he's Korean.
Exactly. You know what, dude? That's love.
Because I thought the Koreans.
Do Koreans support one another?
I support Koreans.
No, but you're. But generally speaking,
I think so.
Are Koreans supportive of other Koreans, content creators, musicians, artists, actors, whatever?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so. Okay. You don't think so?
No, I'm just, I believe so. I just, do you collaborate a lot with other Koreans?
No. You?
You know, I'll tell you off camera.
I don't know. I don't know. The only other Koreans really I know in LA are like Dumbfounded and Wrecking Them, but they have their own thing going on.
Shout out to Dumb.
Shout out to all them.
What about Rick?
Rick.
Rick Stizzy.
Rick Stizzy. Yeah.
I love Rick Stizzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love all those guys.
So you don't... When's the last time you hung out with those guys?
Fuck. I don't know. It's been a while. They just, like, do their own thing, and I kind of do my own thing.
I would think that you would be, like, a part... You're not a part of the Koreatown... Like, the whole, going down to Koreatown...
Hell no. Because
they know that area well.
Yeah.
You don't
That's not really my vibes.
Really?
You know my vibes. You said Charlie XCX, blah, blah, blah. You think Wreck and them are in that fucking... No. They're in Koreatown.
But doesn't Koreatown play those kinds of... That kind
no,
of
No, they're
music?
Playing freaking New Jeans.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Shout out to New Jeans, though.
Who's New Jeans?
I don't know. Oh, I need to put you on. K-pop.
Oh, shout out to New Jeans.
Shout out to New Jeans.
Is that an art from Korea? Or?
Korea. K-pop.
Shout out to New Jeans, okay? And so continue. Let's promote. Keep doing. How do they get a shirt? Like, dude, let's do the fucking.
Fuck, but yeah, the thing is, I closed my pre-sales last Friday. And that's why, like, my shit, if you ever see me post merch, once the pre-sales are over, I'm sorry, no restocks. Like, you got to get them while they're there. But I'll drop new shirts very soon. And I'll get you one.
You should have brought one tonight, dude. I would have, just to show it and stuff. So when are you going to re-up? Yeah. When are you going to do your next? Oh, my God. She's yawning.
It's okay. We're going to wrap
up. We're almost done.
We're going to wrap up soon. We're going to wrap up soon.
So when's your next drop?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
How did you get that image like all centered like that? Like who
it was
did you
a process.
Just, how'd you do all that? Like
it was a process.
Like her shirt had her image like on the bottom half of the shirt and it looked clean.
Yeah.
Like how'd you like did you the, do all
the,
that?
No, the printer.
But like you told them your idea and they did that?
Yeah. It was a long process because they kept fucking it up low key.
Really?
Yeah.
So is there a process where before they do the mass makings of the shirt where you could
print the sample.
Yeah, the sample, and then you're like,
we had to
you
got to
like, center this part,
dude,
or
we did like 8 samples. It was a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
So when did? So you were that picky? You were like,
bro, it's not about picky though.
But they must have not had it right.
They weren't having it right. They kept fucking up something like the color or like the sizing was off. Like it was kept getting fucked up. And bro, the shirts are $45. I'm not gonna charge $45 for a shitty fucked up shirt.
Can I do one more? Just one more hypothetical. We're almost done. Let me do one more hypothetical. This has to do with your shirts.
Okay.
You have a person that buys your shirt.
Okay.
You deliver it.
Okay.
But then they contact you through Instagram via DMs, and they say, "Hey,
I hate this shirt.
I still have no.
Oh.
I even though they did really receive it, yeah. they lie and say, I didn't receive any shirt. What's up? Can I get a refund?
No, because I have...
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The USPS tracking or UPS tracking, and it shows delivered right there. That's not, I did my job.
Damn.
And also, like I said, I got pre-orders and I printed the exact amount that got sold. So I don't have any extras to give.
All right. Let me add another layer then.
Okay.
They received the shirt on time. Uh-huh. They're like, it's a little tight on me. I didn't realize like the sizing would be off.
I'll have to think about that. I don't know. I've never had this situation occur. I don't think I have really.
What's the biggest size you do? XL? Double XL?
Triple.
Okay, this person's bigger than triple.
They shouldn't have ordered a triple.
But then what do? Do you refund their money or do you like go to the t-shirt place and just do one order so to fit the customer?
I can't even do one more order. You can only do the amount you... Do. You can't
really,
just,
that's it?
You can't just get an extra shirt. That's a whole lot of process. My last hypothetical and then we're done. Hypothetical.
But dude, okay, go ahead.
Is this the last CB Weeby podcast?
I don't know. I'm thinking about, well, because my views have been way down. So if this reaches, What's the goal? If this does at least 5,000 to 10,000 views, then I'll keep going. But if it doesn't, I might just at least take a break and just, because I live streamed the other week and I'm like, damn. People are donating. People, there's interaction. People like it was. There's more. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't even promote for it. I'm like, I was just testing out my webcam.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, this is crazy. Like,
guys, this is the sauce for Steve.
This is the thing. They're telling me without telling me, like, we ain't fucking with your podcast no more,
it's
dude.
Not that. It's
which
not
is
that.
Fine.
Yeah.
But. It's okay. Maybe it is a time to change when I transfer over to the live streaming, the IRL world, or not IRL.
You did your test stream, what were you doing? You were just testing and just chatting?
I was literally, see that webcam on my computer. I was testing it, and I went live, and then I had my old yearbook, and I was reading yearbook message. I was just being goofing around.
Yeah.
And it was only like 30 minutes, but it seemed like there was some kind of interaction there. Mm-hmm. And then... my girl was telling me, oh, my God, it's like they're engaging. They're telling you to pursue this more. They're like, you know, and I'm like, all right.
I think what you need to do is don't stop the podcast. You've been doing this forever. You need to transition it to being live. Make it live. There's ways to plug that thing into here and make it all live and shit. And then at the end of the podcast, you just do your 45 minutes. End of the podcast, last 15 minutes, read the chat, answer questions.
Well, the super chats.
Definitely read the super chats. Yeah. And then maybe even have like a poll or like just answer questions from the chat. Yeah, I think you can keep doing this. You make it sustainable.
I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you for a favor.
Okay.
You get me that whole world on the Steve, like the female DJ perform, like that type. Because I think I've been, this has been a sausage festival
you
here.
Need more women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, Charlie, what's up, girl? Yo, Charlie, I fuck with your shit hard. Holler at me, dude.
Holler at him.
Lord.
Billie Eilish.
Billy. What's up?
Madison Ray.
Keep going.
Addison Ray.
Holler at me.
Slater.
Yo. DJ Slater. You know I got your back.
She's not a DJ. Singer.
Singer Slater. I got your back, girl. You know. Yeah. Who else? Do a few more. Three more.
A few more. Okay. Who was I listening to today? Pink Panthers.
Yo, Pink Panthers, I love your stuff.
Peary.
DJ Peary.
Not DJ.
Singer Perry.
Peary.
I've always liked your stuff the whole way through.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyone else that we're missing?
New Jeans.
You brought that up twice. I got to look that up now.
They're good, but they're broken up now. Rest in peace, New Jeans.
Who are they again? Were they
K-pop? Bro, Koreans support Koreans.
Yo. Hanguk New Jeans, 최고, number one. Let's promote your website.
Promote
your upcoming show. Yeah.
Okay. Any viewers that are in Seattle? I'm playing in Seattle next month, or is it this month? What are we in, May? Next month, it'll be May 30th. I'm going to be in Seattle. Just follow me on Instagram for all my latest updates. And I will post all new announcements on there. More music dropping. More shows.
Look out for her next t-shirt dropping in a few months as well.
More t-shirts. More podcasts. More Steve.
Go to Spotify. And totally stream all of her stuff.
Please, I need the streams.
Like, endlessly. On repeat.
On a loop.
Do they pay pretty good with that shit?
Fuck no. Are you kidding me?
Is it just promote? It's for promotion, right? It's mostly for promotion.
It's like you need Spotify algorithm numbers like for more shows and blah, blah, blah.
Because I've had musicians on here and they're like, because I remember what Exist said too, because he had one song that was like, he had hella download or whatever streams, but he's like, he told me the dollar amount, it wasn't that much. I'm like,
no, they don't give you shit.
Why?
Because they're a terrible tech corporation that doesn't care about the artist, that just wants to make money for themselves.
Damn. Yeah. That sucks.
I know.
Yo, shout out your website again.
I don't have, my website's closed right now because.
Do your Instagram again.
Oh, my Instagram is at camgirl, CAMGIRL. Camgirl.
Can me and Chels support your next LA show when you're out here, you're gonna
tuck and then woo.
No. I'm just gonna support you. I'm there to support. I'm not tucking.
Hypothetical,
dude. I hope you got some timestamps in there, dude. There's a lot to edit out.
Oh, sorry.
There's a lot. No, you're good. But that's another benefit of not, because if we were to go live, then dude, cat's out the bag.
Well, we just have to have a safe. You have
no,
to have
it's okay.
A safe word, like,
dude. We're good. We're good. We're good right now. We're good because of the fact that
it's not. It wasn't live.
Hell yeah! Keep doing your thing, girl.
Thank you. You keep doing your thing.
감사합니다. Can you say like a Korean, like a nice Korean message?
시청자들 다들 fuck, I can't talk right now. 시청자들 봐서 감사합니다. Fuck, I'm speaking English. I'm getting nervous.
No, but in Korean, say.
Say what?
Thanks for watching. Subscribe, share, and like.
Fuck, I don't know what subscribe is. Oh, 시청자들 봐줘서 감사합니다. 구독하고 좋아요하고 share 해주세요.
네, 나는 감사합니다. 건강해야 한국 사람이야. 감사합니다.
감사합니다.
아, drink my last year cold and then I'm heading to the vault. My car is on the asphalt, it wasn't on my fault.
It's recording here. Yo, shout out my boy Kwangu.
Walking like a badger, my stature is so short. The camera takes to capture tiny ball on tennis court.
Don't leave these songs astray. Even when we passed away, the music passed away.
We gotta make a move, my little dude. Fetch your suit. Don't wanna be removed by a scud, that's a cue.
Little Ray, you just wanna give a shout out to my main man, Stevie Bibby, aka Kwangu.
The fish that grew feet, wanted to be a part of me. Gave up their physicals to chill amongst the richest thieves.
Man, I had my fill, I seen the damage and catch rat. Dropped a blooping beats, but all I had was a cassette.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.